This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so we begin the countdown to the Saturday governorship election across the 36 states of the country. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Let's talk on Nigeria Info. You can join the conversation on Twitter and Facebook. On Facebook, it is Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. You can also drop in WhatsApp messages, and the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. And what you would be responding to is quite simple. In recent times, we have come to see the Labour Party in the mix of the country's politics in a fashion that many people would say has been the bane of Nigerian politics. Just recently in Rivers State, we are aware now the Labour Party has a new leadership, but before that happened, we saw the leadership of the party in the state saying it was going to support the PDP governorship candidate, and the party, well, this came to many as a surprise. Well, to some members of the party, it wasn't much of a surprise because according to them, they had said they already could see some form of anti-party activity and inducements. Well, whether these inducements allegations are true or not, we tend to find out this morning. We'll be finding out from the man himself, Daniel Pepple, who would be joining us live in the studio today. But certain reasons were given as to why they chose at the time, he chose to support the PDP governorship candidate. And if you didn't hear it, well, he says for equity, for fairness, it was one of the major reasons. Well, do you agree? That's what we're asking you. So get on Facebook. What do you think of that reason that was given by the former Labour Party chairman and the support for the PDP governorship candidate? If you listen to his press statement that time, let us know what your thoughts are. On Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH. The WhatsApp number again is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Plenty of messages already coming in on Facebook. I'll be taking those messages in a matter of moments. On WhatsApp, I'll be taking your comments too, and we'll be opening the phone lines, yes, to get to hear from you. It is 0700-0923-0923. That statement got the national leadership of the party to swing into action, and well, the escorts and leadership here in the state was dissolved, and we have an interim leadership with Hilda Dokubo in charge at the moment, building up to the elections on Saturday. But it is also pertinent that we find out exactly what the situation is. Is the party Mr. Pepple still a member of the Labour Party? Has there been any disciplinary actions taken against him if the party sees the activity as anti-party? What was the motivation behind that particular statement? These are questions that need answers, and hopefully we would get all of them today. The number to call is 0700-0923-0923. Don't also forget that some time ago when we had the presidential candidate of the Labour Party in this state, he had said that he would request for the support to win the presidential election. As for the elections in the state, well, he could have a conversation with the leader of the PDP, who was the governor of Rivers State at the time. Many felt that comment was uncalled for and unnecessary, even though the governorship candidate of the Labour Party in Rivers State had said that it's all political, whatever he was saying at the time. He wasn't serious about saying he wasn't going to support his candidates in Rivers State to emerge victorious at the polls. Well, Is that also something to consider when we are analyzing these issues? Well, let's go on to Facebook and look at Emmanuel Onuka, who says there is no good reason for him and the other man to support PDP despite what he is saying. Money is involved. All I plead with is Nigerians to vote out this party that have suffered us this long. Let money not be the priority. And Nehe Shuaibu says, most of the Nigerian politicians don't have direct bearing. It's where they are belle face. Okay. Chiamaka Blessing says, all I can say is money controlled the sense of judgment. Marcus Don Graham says, greed and hunger. Well, who knew him before now? Ikima Reginald says, the same reason the deputy governorship candidate of AAC moved to PDP in the 2019 election. Was it the same reason the AAC governorship candidate moved to the, well, was allegedly supported by the APC, if you remember? And he's now a member of the APC, Biokun Wabawara, if I'm not mistaken. Ekong Philip, money is the only reason. Donald Meneka says he should be in prison. Well, for what? Jones P says he's been bought over. Simple. No trustworthiness in people again. The insect that eats vegetable lives right under the vegetable. Okay, Jones. We'll go to the phone lines now. 070-0923-0923 is the number. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call to be a part of the conversation this morning. 070-0923-0923. So more comments on Facebook that I'll be taking. Jesse Bliss says money is the only reason I can think about. Chimezu Kennedy says it is what I call stomach infrastructure. Belema Fibika says an agreement being made seems, I don't understand such part. Uchechukwu Oswagu says people without principles is the problem. Money bought them over. Well, we'll get to find out from him whether or not money really is involved. Let's go to the phone lines now, Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
This is Larry Sinibinu, Dogobara. I am calling from Monay, here in River State.
All right. Please do me a favor and turn down the volume of your radio completely, please.
I will have to walk away from my radio.
Okay. If you choose that alternative, please do that. Walk away. Thank you.
Is it okay now?
Yes. Better. Go on.
Just like you read some messages to your line now, I would agree with those people because the problem we have truly in Nigeria is, one, in politics. Some people don't really have any real policy that is no reality of why they go into politics as to give the people good governance. They are all after money. Somebody who became a member of a party and a chairman will share the party just...
Oh, my goodness. You might have to call us back. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. And we lost that call, too. On Twitter, please don't forget to drop your comments on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH, okay? We also have the post up there with the question, what you think about the reason that was given by the former chairman for supporting the PDP governorship candidate. You think it's reasonable enough? I would like to know. 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter handle, Nigeria Info PH. Go follow and drop your comments there. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. And we lost that call too. Okay, so more messages on Facebook now, shall we? Or I'll do WhatsApp first. Let's get on to WhatsApp first. Plenty of messages coming in on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, this person says, good morning. Oh, my goodness. I think we'd have to hold on a bit. We're having slight issues with that portal. Okay, good morning. It says, there's nothing you tell me. He has collected money to eat for the 2 months and suffer for the next 8 years. Ugo Sunday, you sent in that message. This one says, how could he support candidate whose principal is the prime suspect of what happened to us, the obedience, in River State. No good reason. He should collect his money and give his vote to the PDP candidate and should not drag obedience into his support. Saturday election is a payback time. Obedience in River State, you should know this and know peace. Sandy sent in that message. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Pepple, who just joined us now in the studio. You're welcome. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, plenty of messages have been coming in regarding your position and that particular comment or statement or press conference, if you want to call it, that you gave. I would like you to first start off with the major question in the minds of a lot of people. You gave reasons on that day and said, well, for fairness, equity, and justice. So when you say fairness, equity, and justice, Mr. Pepple, what exactly do you mean?
Okay, thank you very much. Now, if you check the history of River State in this particular democratic dispensation from 1999, we have three censorial districts in the state.
Okay.
We have the Rivers West, we have the Rivers East, and then we have the Rivers Southeast. Now, the Rivers West Natural District have produced a governor before in the person of Sir Dr. Peter Odeli, who did two terms. Now, he now moved down to the Rivers East in the person of Rotimi Amechi. He did two terms to 8 years. He still remained, instead of moving now to Rivers Southeast, he still remained again in the Rivers East. In the person of the current governor, he's doing 8 years again. Now, if you say this thing should go back to Rivers West, it's not fair.
So you're saying that is the Labour Party governorship candidate is from Rivers West, is your point. Hence, you don't think it's proper to support her, is that what you're saying?
Yes, because if he goes back to Rivers West or even Rivers East, it's still not fair. So for that to be equity, justice, and fairness, just like we are looking at in the presidential election, we believe that the presidency should come to the South. It should not go back to the North again. That is what we believe in. And that's why we all put all we have to pursue the Obi struggle.
But if in the South, the Southeast would be most, considered.
Yes, of course. When I say South, that's why we brought somebody from the Southeast, which is our principal, Peter Obi. So it is fair here also in the state, if the senatorial district that have not produced the governor before should have it this time around.
From what you've said, although we have a very short commercial in the next 3 minutes, but from what you said, we have other candidates who also represent the Riverine. Candidates from Accord, we have candidates from the APC, we have...
The Accord candidate is still falls under Rivers West.
Okay.
That's Dumo Little Briggs. It's Rivers West.
Okay.
Now, for Rivers Southeast, you can talk of Senator Magnus Abbey.
I was coming to that.
Yes, he's Rivers Southeast.
So why didn't the support go to him? Because if you think about it logically, the PDP has been from the different districts in the country, in the state, I beg your pardon. We've had Peter Odeli, like you mentioned. We've had former Governor Rotimi Amaechi, who was also under the PDP. And we're having now Governor Yason Wike still in the PDP. So to also create more fairness and justice and equity, wouldn't it be right to have another candidate from another party but from that region which you feel should produce, which may be the SDP, for instance? Wouldn't it be fair and even more justifiable to have somebody from another party from the Rivers South?
Now, see, if you check, currently, you check the criticism from many persons, the annoyance is because the PDP supported the APC in the presidential election. Now, if you're talking about SDP, who did SDP support in the presidential election?
Was your decision made based on who supported who?
No, I'm saying what people are saying out there. Now, why must it be Sim Fubara? Because they supported APC. Now, if you say we should support Magnus also, the SDP, which people did Magnus, the same people Magnus being the SDP supported. So now we left party sentiment out of our decision. Because if we want to do party sentiment, we wouldn't have choose any of them. So we left party sentiment. We look at among the both of them.
By we, who do you mean?
I mean the state executive council of the party.
The one that's been dissolved?
Well, there is no. I've not received any letter of dissolution.
Okay, we'll get to that. We have a commercial coming. Let's just go for this short commercial. When we return, we'll continue with the conversation. 0809-030-6416 is the number to send your messages and questions to. We'll be right back after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, yes, here we are back. Let's Talk Nigeria Info. Denye Pebble, my guest, was the former chairman of the Labour Party in Rivers State, is with us here in the studio for the conversation. Remember that you can ask your questions or send in your thoughts and opinions to the number 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. On Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. We're live on both platforms and we'll be taking your comments. We're waiting for them. I'll be getting a few questions from WhatsApp shortly, but let's conclude where we were before we went on that break. You said, well, we heard the national leadership of your party dissolve the state escorts executives. You say you are still leader of the party in this state?
When you say national leadership, what do you mean by national leadership?
No, you tell me you're a member of the party.
No, you said it, so you need to know what you're saying. You said it, you heard the national leadership.
Doesn't your party have a national leadership? Is there no national chairman? Is there no national structure that controls the affairs of the party?
We have what they call the National Working Committee.
Okay.
That is a national leadership. Not one person.
That's what we said, national leadership.
No, the letter that was brought was signed by one person. And the National Working
and who,
Committee...
And who is the person?
That's the National Chairman. The National Working Committee were not part of it. They were not briefed, they were not discussed.
Was that what they said?
Yes, of course. The National Legal Advisor was on air last week and he said it. He said the dissolution is illegal. Of course, he's a legal advisor. He knows better the
constitution.
So
according to your party constitution... You would say that it is not appropriate or it's not possible for chairman to dissolve the leadership of a state executive.
Exactly. From our constitution, it's clearly stated.
What does it require?
Now, I'm coming to that. You know, even if in Nigerian constitution, even if you are caught red-handed committing a crime, you have the position to be tried in a law court, right? Good. Now, in our constitution, stated clearly, there's provision for discipline. When certain actions are done, there's what they call a disciplinary committee. It will be set up to investigate the matter. They will invite those people involved, and they will.
So while investigation is ongoing, would the individual still hold his position at whatever it is, or would be asked to step aside until after investigation?
No, you will still be there. After the investigation is completed, then there's going to be a recommendation, a report from the committee that will be passed on to the NWC, meaning the National Working Committee. Now, the NWC will now take their actions based on the report they got. And then the persons involved will be communicated in writing, signed by both the National Chairman and the National Secretary.
So Hida Dokubo, what is she now?
Well, there's a steering committee. Steering committee. In our constitution, there's nothing like steering committee. It is. In fact, I even had to look through the constitution again. Let me be sure, because I know it's not that. There is nothing like steering committee. And the letter was signed by only the national
chairman. Is there something like anti-party activity?
Yes, there is.
Would you consider what you did as anti-party?
I can't, supporting another candidate? I won't say it's anti-party. Except
what would you say it is?
If the disciplinary committee proves that, then fine. But what would you say it is? Because this same thing happened in Oyo State. Nobody was dissolved. It happened in Oyo State. Are you not listening to the news? When the Labour Party chapter in Oyo State endorsed the current governor, Makinde, and nobody said anything. So why is River State own different? What are we saying? It happened in Oyo State. It happened in Oyo State. You can check it online.
So my point is, what you're doing now, you do not think it's anti-party or what you've done. It doesn't bridge any provisions of your party constitution.
If you say it's anti-party, what about Oyo State? Why wasn't there disciplinary measures of same magnitude placed on them?
Well, that would be for your party to handle, and I'm pretty sure your party is handling that issue as we speak, because conversations were made about questioning the position of the chairman of that party as well in the state.
When you write a letter appointing a steering committee, only you signed it, the secretary did not sign. Normally, political letters of such are being signed by national chairman and national secretary. Don't you think, or what do you think about that? You as a person, let's be neutral.
Some people believe that money must have exchanged hands, hence the reason why you're acting like you're doing the report, the press conference you granted. Which brings me to ask my next question. If all along you have known that it is unfair to have a certain a senatorial district in the state not produce a governor, how come you've been in support of the Labour Party governorship candidate up until the point before you changed your mind?
Well, you know, like when we did our primaries, which is the first step, we tried to source for candidates from this senatorial district, but we didn't get. We searched and searched and searched. All we are still getting is still from this same Rivers West and Rivers East. And of course, we cannot leave the position vacant. So we had to.
Why didn't you leave the party at that time and say, okay, I can't. I'm going to the PDP where I believe this person is from a region that I think is marginalized and I want to support them.
I leave the party. Why would I leave the party?
Because you want to work with where you believe. Well, you have your ideologies and the party has its. If your ideologies, do you have your ideology? You stated that you want a certain district of this state to be represented because they've been marginalized. If what you're saying is correct. So if that is the case and that's your ideology, wouldn't you want to go to where your ideology is supported?
This is a political process. You can be wherever you are and support your ideology. That is the truth.
Doesn't the party have its own ideology?
That is what I'm saying. You can be wherever. You see, this particular election, you see what is happening. You know, you see PDP state working for APC National, APC State working for PDP National, this one working. Why? Because this time around, the kind of politics that is going on now is such that I've never been seen before. Now people are going for candidature, not party. People are looking at candidature, not party. That's why I see this kind of alignment here and there. But people that don't understand will think, hey, they've collected money. Hey, it's not about money. It's about the personality. We have a candidate, right? We have a candidate which we've been following. But of course, at times you need to come to the table and truth be told. You know, that's what they call a bitter truth. The candidate we have, how serious is the candidate?
I didn't get that.
Candidate we have, how serious is the candidate to win the election?
It's no longer about the senatorial district your candidate is from. It's now about the ability to win the election.
We considered so many factors. So many. It was put on the table and everybody made their input. With these consultations, we asked certain people, some elders, we consulted some civil servants. We did a lot of consultations that brought us to that decision. So it's not my decision as a person. No, it's not.
In the, so you and Wu were involved
in the press briefing I did. All the state executives were there. The 23 LGA chairmen were there, which is the complete state executive council. While the state executive council that comprised of all the state executives and the 23 LGA chairmen. And then we have the state working committee, which is just the state executives. So this one, both state working committee and state executive council, we are part of it. So it's not something that I just woke up and announced. No.
Questioning the ability of your candidate of your party to win the elections brings me to ask you whether you also believe that the presidential candidate of your party would win the election.
Of course, Peter Obi won the election, not would win.
And did you agree with people who believe that the PDP were in Rivers State in charge of ensuring or working against obedience who voted for their candidate and many other Rivers people who felt like their vote was rigged by members of the PDP?
The truth remains that the election, the presidential election, was rigged. It was rigged.
By who?
It was rigged totally.
By who?
Of course. The government in power.
In Rivers State?
Yes, of course.
So if the government in Rivers State, you're accusing them of rigging the election, how come you're supporting their candidate?
That's why I said that we are true with the national elections. We are true. We had all the evidences we had, the result sheets. In fact, for instance, like Obi Akpan in particular, the figures they gave to the Labour Party, around 3,000 something, it's mad. Because only the result sheets we have from just 10 units, we should have scored more than that.
No, Mr. Pepple,
in Woji alone,
it's striking.
We scored 11,000 plus votes.
If you're saying all of this, Mr. Pepple, it will make anybody wonder. If you're saying that, the government of the state rigged the election in favor of whoever they were supporting and rigged out your candidate, but then you're still going to be, come to support that same government and its candidates. See, in the same election is it that, are you trying to also say that it's possible that the government might also rig the election on Saturday to ensure that its candidate wins, if you have already accused them of rigging the presidential election in this state?
It is not about accusation. What we are saying here is that presidential election was not fair. The process, everything, I can tell you, because I flowed up, I had a situation room that monitored everything. We got a lot of evidences, video clips and all that, which I've sent them to the national. The election was not fair. At exactly 5:25 p.m., all the Beavers passwords, let me say 80%, was changed. So results could not be uploaded from the polling unit level, which is not what INEC promised us. So even INEC, in fact, I will even blame INEC more on this, because INEC compromised a great deal. Yes, I can tell you categorically, INEC compromised a great deal. How come that the password of Beavers, the same Beavers that were used to do accreditation, that were used for the process, it got time to upload results, the password was changed. 80% of them. How come?
All right.
So INEC compromised a lot.
All right, let's take a few messages on WhatsApp and open the phone lines first. Let's start with the phone lines even. 0700923023. You've been hearing my conversation with Daniel Pepple from the Labour Party. And, what do you make of it? You heard the reasons given for why he made that press conference supporting the PDP candidate. You've also heard him accusing the Rivers PDP of rigging the election for the presidency. February 25 presidential election. You've heard his response so far, so let's just get your thoughts on 0700923023. That is the phone number to call to be a part of the conversation. 0700923023. On WhatsApp, a person here says, when you did party primaries, you didn't know your candidate is not serious to win the election. If you like, you should bring history, Rivers South East, Rivers South West, or Rivers Middle Belt. What myself and most people believe is that your guest has been bought over. Simple. Ima from Iwofe sent in that message. Another one here says, your guest is confusing and indicting himself in an effort to defend his anti-party activity. Chooks from Rimigbo sent in that one. Please ask your guest, if national executive doesn't have the right to expel or dissolve members of the state exco, then who else has the right to do so? And is he aware that there are several previous Supreme Court judgments to that effect? Tony sent in that message. This person says, good morning. Magnus Abe is from Upland part of River Southeast, while Sim is from Riverine part of River Southeast. Now is the turn of Riverine. line. Christian from Port Harcourt. Well, my guest in the studio thinks otherwise. Okay, well, he thinks Magnus Abbey should. He says, okay, the man in the studio is should leave Labour Party and focus on his personal interest. He's been greedy and selfish. My vote is for Beatrice. Joshua Ubong from Transamadi. This one says, good morning, Andrew. The man in the studio has sold his conscience for money. Quote sent in that one. Good morning to you and the guest. It's so obvious that the former Labour Party chairman in Rivers State and his few followers have been influenced by the PDP financially in the state. His reasons and excuse holds no water. He's confused. Dostanchi sent in that message. Remember that we are on Twitter, so I'll go take a few of your Twitter messages. Send in your comments on Twitter. Drop those comments at NigeriaInfoPH on Twitter. Don't just like, drop comments. This one says, there's no reason whatsoever that will make Labour Party to work with a retrogressive or irresponsible party like the PDP. They simply collected money and started singing praises. That's all. This is from at LaunchOut on Twitter. At Dapsin Cobbler says, your guest is the kind of people our principal Peter Obi is talking about. This guy, I don't like him even for one day. Pepple has been a hypocrite. Well, so there's a lot of accusations towards you. You get to respond to it now that you're here. At Violet Spurgeon says, he's not a former yet until all investigation is done and he's proven guilty of offense of anti-party. He remains the River State chapter of Labour Party. Okay. Another person here says, Mr. Daniel Pepper presided over a primary that produced the flag bearer from a senatorial zone, which he thinks shouldn't produce a governor at the moment. This is from at Logical Minds. Another one here on Twitter says, at Augustine DePores, Augustine Bob says, please help me ask the man in the studio if he was just realizing his justification for the Judas Iscariot behavior now. Why did he stay in the Labour Party till now, only to jump ship at this late hour, if not to sabotage the movement? He should stop joking. We know he has tasted some corn. Okay, messages on and on. But let's get your response. A lot of people think that, well, money must have exchanged hands, or certain other inducements perhaps could be responsible. And in fact, the fact that you say that during the primaries you couldn't find one person from the whole of the Rivers Southeast, right? Not one person that you could bring out from that region, even if the person was not a member of your party, to say, okay, come and be a member of a party and be a candidate. Not one person. So are you implying that the whole of the River Southeast, no credible individual could have come out to be a candidate of your party? And then why would you, responding to what they said, why would you stay if you see that this is not what is right, but you did what was not right after all?
You know, the truth is, we sourced for candidates. We searched. We searched for candidates. Even the two candidates we got.
What was the criteria for searching?
You meet people. You talk to them. Convince them to run. Yeah. They say, like, just like the case of Hilda Dokubo, I talked to her. I convinced her to run. She never wanted to run. I spoke to her, convinced her to run. She was in Lagos. I even used my hand to fill the form for her. After filling, I used my hand to print her passport, take to print her credentials, went to court, stamp it, pay my flight ticket to submit the form because it was at the diamond. That's what I did for most of the candidates. I convinced them to run. So in this, you know, most people are still skeptical that the process will not be fair. So some people don't want to go into it and waste their money. But you have to convince and convince and convince. So for the governorship position, we searched and we searched and we searched. We could not get. It was after the primaries that people started coming in. By then, Obi have joined. You know, most persons, as at then, when we did the primaries, Obi has not joined. So it was after that primaries, that period, towards the primaries that he joined, that diamond period. So people started trying to come, but we've already done the primaries. So that is the issue.
Okay. And with the allegations of money changing hands?
What do you expect people to say?
Did money change hands?
People will always say money will change hands.
But people would say they don't expect you to say money changed hands.
No, the truth is...
So it's both ways.
People would always say... I've been hearing from people calling some kind of figures and I just laugh. They're calling some kind of... Some people would say it's 5 billion. Some people would say this and all that. Of course, you know, what do you expect? in a political system like this, when you take certain decisions, people will think that, you know, we are good political analysts. We've analyzed and we've seen the direction it's going to. We did consultations. We met some critical, we met some civil servants. 80% of the ones we met or more are pointing hand to one direction. We even consulted with the NLC. They are still pointing hand to one direction. Of course, recently the NLC have endorsed the same candidate. So we look at all these things. We asked questions. We did some questionnaires.
The NLC visited, paid the courtesy visit. I can't recall them endorsing or saying that they were going to support the candidate.
They have.
We're going to verify that. Yeah. But I know a courtesy visit was paid when the interim steering committee was set up with Hilda Dokubo in charge. That was when that visit was made. I can remember vividly. I don't recall the NLC or TUC saying it endorses the candidate of the PDP.
Well, I'm telling you now. So we did all those consultations. And everything is pointing to one direction. And we said, okay, let's leave party
sentiment. That's the direction of the PDP.
The direction of the candidature of Sim Fubara.
It's the PDP.
Yes, of course. So we said...
The same PDP you are accused of rigging the election.
We are through with the presidential election.
So you forgive them for rigging?
Not about forgiving. That's the sentiment that is... Prior to this time, remember when our principal came?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? If not for this, what happened, people wouldn't have gotten this sentiment. He said it clearly. He addressed the man as incoming governor. He said it clearly. You know, that thing raised an issue here and there. But because of the role people felt that the PDP played in the presidential election, people became angry. You know, but that is party sentiment. Now, the man in question, was he involved in the role? We are through the National Assembly elections. We are through the presidential elections, which we participated fully with everything we have, fully. Despite no money was sent to the state on that election day, I spent my money to fight hard to make sure, and I got 2 hours of rep seats, of which one have been declared, the other one they suspended, because we still won that one. I have the results sheet.
All right. Let's take a few calls.
So because of the fight, we fought hard to get to, I know what it took us to get those seats.
All right, and let's take a few calls. 0700923 0923 is the number to call. More messages coming in on Twitter. At Foxy85 says, there is no cogent reason as to why the suspended Labour Party chairman declared support for the PDP governorship candidate. At Uso K says, what is the colour of water that passed under the bridge? Let him mention the names of the people he tried to convince to run. All right, I think that's a great. Some of the people you tried to convince to come out and run as the governorship candidate of your party from the rivers southeast.
Well, I should be mentioning their names now.
Well, it's not an offense if there are people that you.
If not go with them? I don't think.
Since they declined. You mentioned Hilda Dokubo.
Yeah, because she ran.
You said you did it. You had to even go extra mile for her. You suggested that she didn't want to.
Yeah, she didn't want to, but I convinced her to. The other ones didn't. I tried to convince them. It didn't work out. So
what was their reason?
Some of them said they are not sure the election will be free and fair. Some of them said they are not sure what is the structure of the party. Some of them said that they are not prepared for it. Different reasons we are given.
Hmm. And you want to mention the names of those that gave the reason?
I don't think it's necessary to mention their names. But we did. We tried. We sourced for candidates. Most of the candidates, I can tell you categorically, most of the candidates we have today is a product of my effort, because most of them, I pursued them. I tried to convince them. And of course, you know, you can't convince everybody. And that's the truth. But most of them, I convinced them, and they're running.
Tango Datuegbu says, Beatrice Itubo was never ready for governorship election. At Dapsin Kobla saying, make una come here, what this man is saying. It's a lot. Richie Walker says, unfortunately, a young man like him given little opportunity to bring his party to limelight, and he's sold out for a pot of porridge. Etc. Etc. It goes 0700923 0923. Nigeria Info. Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Sunday greetings to you, sir. Right. I am Comrade Tabari, calling from Baloku in Kana.
All right, straight to the point, please.
Yeah, Sunday greetings to the AGA too.
Yeah. Good morning.
I greet you, brother. I will take it bit by bit.
We don't have a lot of time, so just try to go straight as quickly as possible.
The last part goes to show that Denyede is a truthful man, and if I were to decide if he will make heaven, I think I will aim him to assess heaven. But Denyede you cannot say that your party sought for a candidate and you couldn't find any in that River South East Senatorial District that you is admitting that it has been marginalized politically. Now, beyond that, as for saying that distinguished Senator Magnus Nguema be here supported the candidate of Bola Ahmed Tinubu, I want to shock you. See, there was this special dynamics that was tied to that presidential election. Magnus Abe is not a party. A lot of persons who exercise their franchise here, even did not act in conformity with the compliance of the party leaders, even PDP. Are you with me? So don't come and try to create such impression, because we know what we know the impression you're trying to create there. Are you with me? I personally know the party I voted for. So Magnus cannot compare me because I'm man enough.
Okay, thank you very much.
I need to vote for.
Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Morning to you.
Yes, old best Chima, calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay.
Yes, my regards to your guest in studio.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, Andrew, I listened to your guest in one of the sister stations. There are some concerns, actually, that he expressed, especially in terms of a nonchalant attitude of the governorship candidate of Labour Party, Beatrice Dessouko. I think most of those concerns are real, because I happen to be one of the agents on the political party in my ward. You understand? It seemed that the woman was not serious. Even when our candidate, our principal, came to River State, there was not anything form of mobilization. So these are the concerns I expressed. But my misgivings on his decision was, I think he was not widely consulted. How can you declare support for a PDP who persecutes Labour Party, frustrated the effort of our principal to win elections? You are declaring for them. I think that is why he made mistake. For me, the concerns he has said were genuine.
All right.
You cannot support PDP right now.
Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, those in the studio. This is Professor Gogo calling from Haluma.
All right, go on.
Yeah, I think the question to the Israeli has been in the district had never produced a Ebola since 2019. And this time, the liberal church claims to be allowed. Look at the oil minerals from the river southeast. In the river Rhine area. At least Magnus Abe is from the north, the northern upland area of the river State. This is the town of the river Rhine job. And all the way, let's go for him. Kwara and also because
All right, thank you very much. Well, now you have to open for campaigns. If you want to do that, you can come pay for it and do those campaigns. We have a very short commercial coming up now. When we return, we'll get a response from my guest and we wrap things up here on the show. Remember, you can send in more messages on WhatsApp. We'll be taking a few of those when we return as well. We are still live on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, it is Nigeria Info PH. On Facebook, it is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. My name is Ifeamy Andrew. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, quickly, as we attempt to wrap things up, let me see if I could take a few more comments on Facebook. How many more can I take? Emmanuel Onuk, like, I think I had that before. Let's see. Just a minute, please. Okay. All right, on WhatsApp. Let's go to WhatsApp first and take a few more comments there. We've had quite a few earlier. Okay, this one says, Paul Lukezi, a love of money. Roundface, good morning. Your guest might have not really collected any money from anybody for supporting the team, and Labour Party doesn't have much crowd to win the election. Victor Piba says, it's very obvious that your guest haven't answered the question you asked him. He said he endorsed him because River South East Senatorial District haven't produced governor since. Why he endorsed PDP governorship candidate? My question to him, why did he endorse the SDP? Why did he not endorse the SDP governorship candidate? Because the Gonis haven't produced governor, deputy governor, or chief judge. For equity and fairness, the SDP governorship candidate deserves his endorsement if we are to go by his assertion. This one on WhatsApp, before we come back to you, Mr. Pebble. This one, if you notice, your guest in the studio keeps talking about himself. Now he did this, he did that. He's personifying everything, and it's so clear now he's having an entitlement mentality. This one says, the man in your studio is not sincere. Another person says, good morning. People says, the birds sound sweet when they do not carry rubber seed. His comment tells us his character. Noble sent in that one. Let's quickly, in 2 minutes, for you, what would you say? Because many people are saying, well, morally, there should be some justification for the actions, but they don't see any moral justification about this action that you've taken to say you're supporting the PDP after even confirming that, well, this is what happened during the presidential election in River State. So what would you then say to them in less than 1 minute, please?
Well, this period we are playing politics, and in playing politics is interest. So you check, you put the cards on the table, and then you make your analysis proper so that you know where your interest can fall. At Ibin, we had a serious candidate. The same way we fought for the presidential election and national assembly elections and got 2 seats for House of Rep, of which one have been declared and one is still pending, would have still used that same spirit to fight. But of course, it's obvious we don't have a serious candidate, and we cannot remain in the dark. We cannot remain mute. So we checked and we decided to adopt a candidate that can win election and that has what it takes to lift River State and to represent us properly in the affairs of governance.
Are you still a member of the Labour Party?
Of course.
Well, who is in charge of the leadership? Because if there's an Ida Dokobo steering committee, and then you say your executive still is legal, who then is in charge? A few seconds.
Like I said, there's nothing like steering committee in our constitution.
All right.
And if there's any dissolution, a letter must be sent after investigation. So we've not done all that. So we still remain in charge.
Thank you, Mr. Purple. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew.